Yeah, Sean. I mean, you know, we talked about the long-term cost of ownership. You know, basically, I mean, all these cars are good cars. You know, Dakota's talking about Toyota's engine problem. Son-in-law's got that engine problem. So, you know, one of the things with these niche cars, too, is they're starting to have big weight problems. You know, Honda and Toyota and things like that, you know, as you start getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you start having big company problems, i.e. bad motors, i.e. poor machining, i.e. some real important step got stepped by. But, you know, if you want, you know, the one that you're in right now, it's almost a flawless car for what it is, both for long-term cost of ownership, everything else like that. It is noisy. You know, if you're looking for something that has a better ride, real quiet, things like that, jump up to the Edge. You know, that's a great choice, too. And Dakota, we're fond of the, believe it or not, our company, we're fond of that Maverick Ford truck. That thing is pretty amazing, too. I was telling Sean about that. I think we're up to four or five of those things, and we have one of them that's a hybrid. And those are pretty flawless, too. So, you know, the domestic things have come a long, long ways. You know, not to be said that there isn't some really cool features in some of the niche cars, i.e. Volkswagen, Subaru, things like that, that are just over the top. But, I mean, they traded Sal Marion an air filter for her Subaru yesterday for $89. And I could get an air filter anywhere online from a Subaru parts store online for $21. So you have to be kind of careful on some of that stuff. Dakota, go ahead.